Well, I've got another piece of fairly pure science that came out of the World Conference on Marine Biodiversity from Amy Newman at the University of Western Australia, who presented her PhD research looking into the visual systems of deep water sharks and her discovery that shark eyesight has evolved a variety of adaptations for finding food and avoiding getting eaten in particular depths that they inhabit. She studied the light-detecting cells known as photoreceptors in seven species of deep-water sharks, all caught, incidentally, as bycatch in trawling boats off the coast of New Zealand, from waters between 750 and just over a kilometre beneath the waves. By examining the patterns of light receptors across the retina of these sharks, she found out a lot about how they go about their daily lives, all that way down beneath the waves. So, for example, she looked at the eyes of a very rare shark, the beige cat shark, which has only been found once before, and along with another rare species, the Macmillan's cat shark, have a cluster of light-detecting cells in a spot on their retina that allows them to catch sight of animals sneaking up on them from behind. And being a fairly small shark, they're around 50 centimetres, it suggests that being able to spot a large predatory shark approaching would be an excellent survival strategy. Well, Newman also found that all the species she looked at had a cluster of light-detecting cells arranged to see clearly in the visual field right ahead of the shark, and that would let them detect bioluminescent prey animals that they're prowling after. Well, I think the really interesting thing about this research is how it's using detailed anatomical studies of dead specimens brought back up from the depths to understand more about the lives of animals that otherwise would be extremely difficult to study in the wild as they roam around in the dark, deep sea.
Yeah, because obviously you can't just pop down there and examine their eyes in situ. It's not like you can sit them in an optician's chair and go, oh yeah, I can see exactly the little photoreceptors you've got there. That's really interesting, I find. Sharks, incredibly fascinating things, and in fact quite relevant to our theme this week, because obviously they are very ancient creatures as well.